Chapter 3, Part 1. Understanding Your Debt. If you're like most Americans, then you're carrying more personal debt than you ever have before, to the tune of about $38,000, according to an article on a national news service. That's $1,000 more debt than most Americans were holding a year ago. The average income in the U.S. is about $46,000 a year, according to another article on a national news service, which means the average person owes almost a year's salary in debt. Understandably, the thought of paying off that much debt feels overwhelming to most people. Really, how can you even wrap your head around owing that much money to anyone? The good news is it's possible to get out from under your debt with the right strategies. In this ebook, we cover not only what debt is, but also how you got so deeply into debt, and finally, how to get out of it. Defining credit and debt. Tackling debt and learning how to manage your credit count as some of the most important financial skills to have. Without this knowledge, you're likely to find yourself in over your head in debt. So, in this section, we'll talk a bit about debt and credit. What is the definition of debt? Debt is money that you have borrowed from a creditor that you have not paid back yet. A creditor can be a credit card company, your car, a home mortgage loan company, or a bank or lending institution where you've gotten a loan from. You can also owe a debt to the U.S. government for student loans. Additionally, there are categories of debt called secured debt and unsecured debt. A secured debt is one that's backed by some sort of security or collateral. Car and home loans are debts that fit into this category. Unsecured debt is a debt that has no physical collateral backing it. People who qualify for unsecured debt typically have a very good credit score. That means that their signature equals their collateral because their credit score is good enough to merit it. People who can get a signature loan or credit cards typically have a history of paying back the money they owe to their creditors in a timely manner. Finally, it's also important to note that not all debt means you have credit. If your bank gives you money to buy a car, then the money you get is to be used specifically for that purpose. Once you use the loan to pay for the car, you have no more credit on that particular line of credit. This means that it's possible to have debt and no credit at the same time. What is the definition of credit? Credit represents your potential to borrow money. Most often, your ability to borrow is tied to your credit score. For example, you can borrow money from your bank if you have good enough credit. If the bank agrees that you are credit worthy, then the bank will give you a loan for a specific amount. You'll eventually have to pay that money back with interest. Interest is the fee that your creditors charge you for using their money. It's usually based on a percentage. For example, if you borrow $1,000 to be paid back over a year, and you have a 6.8% rate, then you'll pay $37.16 in interest.